During an at times heated meeting of the Ohio University Faculty Senate, outgoing President Roderick McDavis answered to both faculty and students on two hot-button issues. McDavis gave a statement and took questions about what some have called a less than adequate response to President Donald Trump's immigration executive order and the response of police during a sit-in at Baker University Center last week. Faculty Senate approved a resolution in response to the arrests made in the February 1st sit-in at Baker University Center. The resolution asked the university to work with law enforcement to drop the charges against all 70 protesters that were arrested. McDavis said it was not within senior administration's authority to drop the charges. He also defended the actions of law enforcement who responded the night of the protest. He said university officials believe the officers acted within their duty in dispersing the crowd as they saw fit.
The judgment of the chief of police took precedent in that situation. That's why you have a police department. So again, whether you agree or disagree, they acted within the sphere of their responsibility as police officers.
Faculty stood with the students at the meeting, including Ziad Abu Rish, a history professor who expressed his disappointment in an administration he said had not done well enough to address the situation properly.
The administration cannot one week organize and march in an MLK commemoration and then abdicate the decision of what to do with students staging a nonviolent protest to the police department. That was also a failure in leadership.
Also on Monday night, McDavis assured students and faculty that protections are in place for international students as the process of President Donald Trump's executive order continues. McDavis stopped short of officially naming the campus a sanctuary campus, saying he wanted to avoid compromising federal dollars that go to student financial aid and other federal assistance. Reporting for WOUB News, I'm Susan Tebben.